Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Here is the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. President Jefferson, welcome again.
Good day to you, citizen.
Well, I bet you would have liked to have had a real good dentist, huh?
I was just thinking that. You know, I kept my teeth throughout my life. I died at the age of 83 on the 4th of July, 1826, and I kept my teeth because I did brush them, which was somewhat unusual at that time. And I even had a pick that was sort of a flossing system. So many people, including John Adams, lost almost all of their teeth before they died. I think he said in one of his letters he had just a couple of teeth left, and he had to gum his food. I was more fastidious than that.
It's funny because when we see movies or the play Hamilton, by the way, have you seen Hamilton yet?
No, wasn't he the Secretary of the Treasury?
Yes. He's remembered fondly these days in a big Broadway musical. It came to Chicago. It's come back to Chicago. You got to go see it. You'll love it. Actually, you won't love it, but everybody loves it.
Well, you and I should go, and we could do some running commentary.
No, but what was I saying about Hamilton? Well, I got distracted there. I have another question for you.
Go ahead, sir.
No, if you can refresh my memory, go ahead. I'm sure it was a brilliant thought.
Well, I think we were asking whether Mr. Hamilton kept his teeth.
Okay, so not as brilliant as I wanted it to be. But actually, just while we are on that path, I know why I was thinking about it, because when you do see the Hamiltons or any of these film adaptations about the founding fathers and the women of that era, a lot of them have pretty swell teeth. And I thought, nah, I'll bet not. Did George Washington have wooden teeth or something like that? I mean, it's funny how painful that must have been and how bad that must have looked.
Well, there's a limit to the Stanislav method of acting. I mean, I'm sure most actors are not prepared to rot out their teeth in order to perform the role, although I'm sure makeup artists can do something along those lines. But you're right. We had terrible dental hygiene. We had terrible hygiene, period. People didn't bathe much. They didn't take care of their teeth. We lived in a really late medieval world, and medicine and hygiene were really not yet important factors in American life. And so it's natural. Furthermore, you know, sugar, which was one of the things that the New World gave to the old, is a highly corrosive thing. And we were eating an enormous amount of sugar in my time, in our coffee, sometimes in our alcohol. And so, you know, we had no concept of how to protect the teeth from decay.
I was also reading about the beverages you all would drink, and it was beer all day and all night. I mean, at breakfast, alcohol would be served. Is that a correct recollection of what life was like a couple hundred years ago?
Well, it depends, sir, where you were. So Benjamin Franklin, for example, says that in his printing shop, when he would come in the morning, they would have a tall pint, and then they would work until 8 or 9 a.m. and then have a mid-morning pint or two, and then go to lunch and drink fairly heavily and have a pint in the afternoon. And one wonders why there weren't more typos given all of that. That's not the way it was at Monticello. We served alcohol, of course. We served cider and beer, but mostly wine, and in limited quantities. But yes, this was a drinking era in American history, in small part because the water wasn't safe. So fermenting it was a way of cleaning it up, but mostly because it was just the habit of the times.
Here's a current Times story. Senator Robert Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, is accused of acting as a foreign agent, according to a superseding indictment filed by a federal grand jury in Manhattan. So while he and his wife have all kinds of trouble afoot, including old video of her getting out of what looks like a homicide, to his maybe currying favors for Egyptian businessmen or businessmen in New Jersey. It's just crazy how corrupt this guy seems to have been. Gold bars, cash, cars. But he's still serving in the Senate. And this George Santos guy is still serving in the House. I wonder what you all would have done about guys like this who are duly elected but seem to be corrupt.
Well, first of all, in a republic, in a small R republic, we count on men having integrity, having what was then known as virtue, not necessarily Christian virtue, but a kind of integrity and honesty and a refusal to engage in conflict of interest. We counted on that as the way that a republic governs itself. There are rules in both the House and the Senate to expel people under certain conditions, but in a democracy like ours, the voters usually decide, and they will have the opportunity soon to weigh in on at least one of these two. And I wonder, sir, how much more widespread the corruption is in Congress than a person here and a person there. It seems to me that in your time, a very large amount of corruption is just routinely shrugged at in your culture.
Do you think there should be a limit on age for serving in office, particularly in the White House?
I don't think there should be a constitutional limit, but the voters should, you know, using good sense, refuse to put octogenarians or others who have been, you know, who are not as as alert or forceful as they once were. The voters should look elsewhere. I understand there are 340 million of you in America now. Surely there are some people who are not in their 80s that you could put into office.
Well, one of them who has surfaced is Robert Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr. is going to run as a third-party candidate, as an independent. He might be a bit of a spoiler. Did you have to deal with anything like that? Was it two party candidates, or was it a mishmash of folks?
We're at the other end of this long trajectory. So there were no parties when we started, and the Constitution was written by 55 men who did not think that parties were inevitable. In fact, they thought that they were ruinous to the purposes of a republic. But even as early as 1796, parties had already begun to emerge. And I have to say, I was in some small part one of the creators of the opposition party. So the original team were called Federalists, George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, John Adams, and so on. And then I was the titular leader of an opposition that believed that we were moving in too monarchical a direction. And that became then known as the Republican Party. And so those two parties emerged, and there have been a lot of morphing ever since. But a two-party system was developed almost immediately under our Constitution, in spite of the fact that nobody wanted it or expected it.
Mm. I'm out of time now. It goes so quickly when you and I visit. We're going to be on stage, as you may know. You're going to have to leave pretty soon. We need you in Downers Grove at the Tivoli Theater Saturday, November 4th at 10 a.m.
Is there a stable for my horse?
So it'll be right after Thanksgiving, by the way, or Halloween, and I'll have some leftover Halloween candy. Did you guys go trick-or-treating back in the day?
there was no such thing at the time, but, you know, some of this relates in Britain to Guy Fawkes Day. You know, many cultures have an autumn harvest festival or a festival about the loss of light and the coming of the darkness of winter, and your Halloween dates from an all-hallowed sort of Christian observance until now. It's nothing but, you know, whatever circus you've made it.
Well, it's one of our favorite circuses. Thomas Jefferson is your third president of the United States. He'll be on stage with me talking about these important and not important issues. This will be at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove. Tickets at WGNradio.com/TJ. Okay, Mr. Jefferson, thank you for spending some time with us. Try a Snicker bar. You're going to love it.
I look forward to our conversation in a couple of weeks.